wonderful.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Today in the studio, as per our current tradition, we have... Oh yeah, you're listening to Blizzquake. That is the name of the show. As per the tradition of this program in the last couple weeks, we have a longtime listener, first-time joiner joining us. We have... her name is Amy. Amy, say hi to everyone.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, little facts about Amy is that she and I went to school together. She has been probably our most loyal listener to the program. Constantly, I feel like you're the only person that actually ever reaches out from the void whenever we ask for feedback from the audience. What do you think?
You know, it's fun to live text you from my bed as I'm listening to the radio
right.
show. I also have called in on occasion, most memorably to share a fun animal story when you were talking about your experience here with a raccoon in Medford. So those are kind of my most memorable listener interactions prior to sitting here in the studio with you.
Yeah. Is there anything that someone who's listening at home, you'd want to hear from them? Is there anything that you'd want someone to text you or reach out in the DJ chat? And please don't call in because it is super stressful to answer the phones.
I mean, let us know what you think of the music. Excited to hear from you.
Yeah. Okay. And speaking of, Amy and I constructed this playlist mere minutes before you are about to hear it. We have a couple of surprises in there for you for sure. Definitely a cohesive vibe, probably. Yeah. Well, you can be the judge. Text that to Amy. or send in the chat. Yeah, but Amy was the primary person choosing the music. So once again, as is normal, if you hate it, take it up with her. I will send you her mailing address and also phone number if you have grievances. If you have some grievances. And with that, we will get started on some music.
Just can't sit and get no way. Boys around the world, hurt your feelings. I'm probably gonna hurt you. Got a weekend in paradise, and I'm probably gonna never call you. I'm probably gonna hurt you. I got big plans to take care of you. I just need to borrow $10,000. I'm probably gonna hurt you.
I got a lake house in Canada, and I'm probably gonna harvest your organs.
I'm probably gonna hurt you. I got a beach house in Malibu, and I'm probably gonna hurt your feelings.
I met a guy in the summer and I left him in the spring. He argued with me about everything. He had an ego and a temper and a wandering eye. He said he's 6'2" and I'm like, dude, nice try. But he was so much fun and he had such weird friends. And he would take us out to parties and the night would never end. Another song, another club, another bar, another dance. And when he said something wrong, he just fly me to France. So I miss him some nights when I'm feeling depressed. Till I remember every time he made a pass on my friend. Trash, cause I miss the way he kisses and the way he made me laugh. Yeah, I pour my little heart out, but as I'm hitting send, I picture all the faces of my disappointed friends. Because everyone knew that I was the only girl, but that just wasn't the truth. And when I told him how he hurt me, he told me I was tripping. But I am my father's daughter, so maybe I could fix it. His face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom just to tell her her son sucks. I wanna key his car, I wanna make him watch. I wanna break his heart, stitch it right back up. I wanna kiss his face with an uppercut. I wanna meet his mom and tell her her son sucks. Yeah,
I wanna get him back. I wanna make him really jealous. Wanna make him feel better.
So, Amy, I've been having some issues recently.
Oh?
I've been having some car trouble, as you might recall.
Oh, I do remember that.
My dear, and I feel like we talk about cars a lot on the show, and I want to be clear that our car stance on the show is that we are pro-public transportation.
Correct.
Largely and consistently.
And we are very thankful for our friends who have cars and occasionally take us to fun places in the car, like apple picking and Vermont.
Yeah, so we are thrilled about that, but also at the same time, cars are expensive.
So true. And that's very, why I don't have one.
And very troubling often. Well, your family shouldn't have a car, and we can get into that in a little bit. But my car, I took to the mechanic who I hope he's listening. I won't say the specific business name, but unless someone asks, I guess. But he is a great mechanic, very honest. I asked him to. I also like to go in and I like to play like detective. So I think I know a lot more about cars than I do know, and I do recognize that I know that I know it very little. Like I know just enough that I know that there's so much I don't know, and like the most work I've ever done on my car is like tape something back together. And also,
did you replace the brakes once?
I did do the brakes once, but that was mostly my uncle, and it was mostly we botched it. like whenever someone's like, oh, I want to get into like mechanic stuff, what is the first thing I can do? There was someone on the internet is always like, oh, well, do the brakes. Like, that's an easy thing. You basically can't mess it up, and you'll learn so much in doing so. And it will save you money. I definitely came out 120% more money than it would have been had I just taken it to the person. And it took me a full 8 hours. 10 hours.
Opportunity cost.
Yeah. So I guess for anyone at home aspiring to be a mechanic, I would recommend not doing the brakes yourself. But my car, so I did all, I just had like a ton of work done it, and I finally, and I like get it home and I turn on my car. You know how when you turn on your car and you put the keys in the ignition and you start the car, the trunk latch opens?
Actually, that's not supposed to happen.
Yeah, it's not supposed to happen, and it's super annoying. So I had to bring it into him, and I had to explain to him. I'm like, I promise it's happening. And then I sound so stupid because I bring it to him, and he's like, Ben, I've been trying for like 25 minutes, and I have not been able to make this happen. Are you sure you weren't just pressing on the button? I'm like, I'm 99, like me 100% sure. Also, me a people pleaser. I was like, I'm 99.9% sure I'm not.
I watched you do this weekend. Mm-hmm. You turned on the car and the trunk opened.
Mm-hmm. That was what I called you about at work. I was like, my mechanic is not accidentally gaslighting me, and now I don't know. But also, I like to play detective. So I'm like, here's my theory, and I watched one YouTube video by some guy in 2014, and he said it's this. And then I tell my mechanic, and then he like goes through and like checks, and he's like, you were right, or he's very polite, so he'll listen to me and then be like, okay.
Mechanic or a therapist?
And he is both for me. But so Amy, you are, as previously stated, very pro public transportation.
Absolutely.
And very anti-car in your own personal life.
Anti-car is, and I don't have one, but yeah. I would have one in the future.
Okay,
the
sure.
Circumstances change.
So how is it that you get yourself to the office?
Oh, so when I commute into downtown Boston, I take the T, you know, the red line.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, it's been running really slowly, more so than usual.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. And on my way home, it's been like 20 minutes of waiting for a train to come in the direction back out of the city. And I don't know. When you grow up like near New York City, you're just accustomed to a subway system where trains run like every 5 minutes, especially during rush hour on peak commuting hours.
Sure.
So it's like ridiculous that I'm waiting 20 minutes for a train on the way home.
So what are your thoughts?
So I had this thought while I was rage waiting for the T for 20 minutes that what if I got an electric scooter, not a Vespa, but like a scooter, you know, like Bird and Lyft and Lime and Uber, they all have these electric scooters. But what if I had my own personal one and I could scooter to work? It would only take me like 25 minutes.
Okay.
So that's the pro. It would be faster. No waiting for the train.
Sure.
Outside time. That's
sorta.
A pro.
Sorta.
Can't use it in the winter. Can't use it in the rain. And like objectively probably more dangerous because I have to watch out for cars.
They are super dangerous.
But I would wear a helmet, and I'm responsible, and I bike, so I know, like, to stay in the bike lanes and not be obnoxious. And the reason I would do the scooter over the bike is because the scooter's electric, so you wouldn't sweat on the way to work.
That is the only issue with the bike.
It is.
Would you ever get one of the pedal assist bikes instead? I feel like those are safer.
Like, yes, but if you live not on the first floor of the apartment, they're a lot heavier than the foldable scooters to carry up and down the stairs.
I hear that. I think that I know my limits, And I know my luck, and I have many a time fallen into a pothole or been nearly hit by a car or general incompetency. And I know that I'm not ready for one, but if you think that, I think that it is more responsibility than like a dog.
No.
I don't know.
You don't have to feed an electric scooter.
With electricity, you have to. That's what the riding it is.
You don't have to take it to go to the bathroom.
But I think you personally on it, it's more responsibility.
No.
All right. Well, call in if you think Amy should or should not get a death machine to get to and from work.
Yeah, would love your thoughts.
All right. And with that, more music.
When I see your face, it's like I hit rewind. Because you're on repeat, just like so good in Sweet Caroline. I want to put you on like a 45. And I'll watch you spin until the sunrise. We're still in the sunrise. Angels smoking cigarettes on rooftops in fishnets in the morning with the moon still glowing. And here comes Jesus in an Astro van rolling down the strip again. He's stoned while Jerry plays. He said life ain't ever what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. It's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. Tip of my
reaching out for the great unknown. Every addict has illusions. Their life ain't never what it seems. These dreams are more than paper things. And it's alright, mama, you're afraid I'll be poor along the way. But I don't wanna see those tears again. You know Jesus drives an Astro van. Yes, he does. Smoking Jesus puts my name upon his guest list. Says, son, you're famous in heaven. Maybe you're famous in heaven.
You
Ray, thank you so much for joining us. We are about halfway through the show, almost exactly right now. We just want to give you a little follow-up on what we have learned about the electric scooter. We have in the DJ chat one vote saying yes, citing the reason that it's a win-win and you can use the bike without sweating and also without dying of heat exhaustion. And then we also had a caller say to stay away from the e-scooters as in the name of self-preservation. So currently we are all tied.
One pro, one anti-scooter.
I would say that despite it being tied, definitely don't get one, especially when you factor in the cost of your life. We also had a request, and we are going to be playing that next. It was a little bit hard to hear the request, but I'm 90% sure we have the right one. So if this is right, you're welcome. And if not, here's a song that we don't know, but I'm sure is great. So here it goes. Right, it is that time of the hour. You are currently listening to Blitzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And to keep our show on the air, we have to read a PSA out of the PSA binder, which is like a 4-inch thick binder that you had in school with thousands and thousands of different PSAs. But of course, on this show, I only read the Ladder Safety or Dried Fruit PSA because those two are my favorites. Today, we are going to have Amy reading a PSA, and I will let her take it away.
This is the Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, ride a bike, or yes, use an e-scooter. Use your feet to go places instead of your car, enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
All right, that was wonderfully read. I have never myself made one of those PSAs come to life without stuttering or messing up, so you did a great job. Congratulations, Amy. Do you want to introduce the next segment of our show?
Yes. So Ben and I are both concert aficionados. We go and see a lot of live music. So the next segment of our show is songs by artists that we've seen in and around Greater Boston in concert, live.
Yeah, so see if you recognize any of these. We would definitely recommend many of these shows. The one we're about to play is a very good show, but the one after that was the best show of my entire life.
Iconic.
And I'm sad we didn't go to the most recent iteration of this artist performing, but the tickets were correctly priced way above my limit, so... So the vibes are going to be a little bit different now, but hopefully you enjoyed as much as we did when we heard it live the first time. And with that, here we go. You All right. Really quickly, we just want to let everyone know that your guesses were right. That was the best concert I've ever been to.
If you ever have the opportunity to see Pitbull live, do it. You will not regret it.
Yeah. And really quick, one thing about it was that, you know how most concerts, they'll do like kind of like the energy kind of dips in the middle because like the artist needs to like build momentum up. With Pitbull, the lower energy was just a DJ playing songs that were either by or in collaboration with Pitbull. The energy never once dipped below 100.
And it was a Tuesday night in the summer.
It was rabid.
People dressed up as Pitbull, bald caps, button downs, ties.
The whole thing.
It was wild.
God, it was so good.
So fun.
Would recommend to anyone. It is, for some reason, I can't believe I'm saying it. It was a once in a lifetime concert. That was our Woodstock. I would highly recommend it. And we did feel the need to talk because we are about to do an energy transition here. Anyway, enjoy.
Waiting, I'm waiting, might start complaining. This quarter life crisis is not entertaining to me. La-dee-dee-da. Oh, it's my party and I'm gonna cry if I want to.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. This has been an hour with Ben and Amy on Blitzquake 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are going to hear one more song from us. I hope that you enjoyed your time here with us and enjoyed Amy's musical contributions.
Thanks for having me, Ben. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
And having a great time.
Anytime you want. All right. And yeah, let us know in the chat or text or call in. Actually, don't call in because we're about to leave. But let us know if we should ever have Amy back ever again. Because if not, we'll push her into traffic. All right. And last song. Thanks for listening. 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
All my favorite songs are slow and sad.
All my favorite songs are slow.
All my favorite.